Viewpoint, CRTV.
The Health Care Foundation in Cameroon is under threat due to a lack of uniformity in healthcare education. The Council of Nurses, Midwives and Health Technicians has raised the alarm bells. Consequently, the Ministers of Public Health and Higher Education have signed a joint release to review the training curriculum for the Higher National Diploma and other higher professional diplomas in health considered to be shortcuts. In today's viewpoint, Sally Ebenye-Nyoki says the fast-tracked training programs raised questions about patient safety and the overall effectiveness of our healthcare system.
There is an eternal truth in human existence that health is wealth. That is why healthcare remains the cornerstone of every society. However, despite established norms regulating the sector in Cameroon, some unscrupulous individuals always find a way of flouting the law and risking the lives of patients with half-baked healthcare providers. The training programs in some institutions for young health workers leave much to be desired in terms of course duration and quality of content. Yet, after cutting corners and taking shortcuts, they graduate with certificates they can't back while serving in hospitals. The question is, were such mediocres and amateurs truly prepared to provide medical care for patients in our hospitals? For real, the lives of many patients are entrusted into the hands of fresh graduates who obtain paper qualifications without adequate skills to properly cater for patients' needs. The outcry from the Council of Nurses, Midwives and Health Technicians of Cameroon, CNMT, is therefore well-founded and calls for urgent attention. The Council has observed a lack of a harmonized curriculum, chaotic creation of nursing schools disregarding established regulations, introduction of crash courses, unqualified teachers, absence of standardized admission criteria, and a lack of certification exams for courses run by the Ministry of Higher Education and other relevant ministries. In addition, the BTS, HND, DCEP, and HPD certificates issued by these health institutions are not recognized outside Cameroon. The 1980 law governing training schools for health professionals in Cameroon seems to be ignored by so many proprietors of the training schools, leading to a chaotic situation where trainers' qualifications vary significantly. This lack of standardization ends up in a situation where some graduates may lack the knowledge, skills, and values necessary to handle the challenges of healthcare. So, it is clear that fast-tracked and sandwiched courses cannot guarantee the competence and ethical standards demanded of healthcare professionals today. The recent joint decision by the Minister of State for Higher Education and the Minister of Public Health is food for thought and a glimmer of hope. The new requirement for holders of qualifications such as HND and higher professional diplomas in health to undergo readjustments and sit for aptitude tests is a bold step towards ensuring standardization. However, the existing system still allows those currently enrolled in these programs to continue under the old model. To truly safeguard patient safety, these graduates should also be required to demonstrate their competency through the new certification exam. The CNMT's call for a harmonized curriculum, standardized entry requirements, and internationally recognized certification is not a bureaucratic exercise. It's a matter of life and death. The current patchwork system not only puts patients at risk, but also discredits Cameroonian healthcare professionals seeking to work abroad as their diplomas lack international recognition. Cameroon, now more than ever before, deserves a healthcare system it can be proud of, where patients can have confidence in the skills and dedication of their caregivers. If government implements the reforms laid out by the CNMT, it would be taking a major step in the right direction. and that would pave the way towards having a well-trained and competent workforce ready to deliver quality care to all and sundry at a time healthy hands are needed to drive our nation to the next level of development.
Sally Ebenye-Nyoki, editorialist, CRTV Littoral.